Street in Chinatown, and there's a really wide range of acts performing, but most of them, I guess, would fall under the category of world music. I'll run through a full list of all of the people who are going to be performing later in the show. So as I mentioned before, Friday night's performance was Ocean of Sound. It was a really fantastic performance with a huge array of instruments. It started off very calm with lots of singing bowls and chimes, and then later on in the show it kind of morphed into this more frenzied percussion performance. So you'll hear that progression over the next hour. First off, though, I wanted to play you a little clip of Pepe Danza speaking about Ocean of Sound's non-traditional music style.
Usually artists get a lot of love and appreciation, but I don't think audiences get the necessary appreciation. You all abandoned your TVs and your VCRs and your iPads and your iPods and your Mercedes Benz, and you all are here to share. So thank you so much for you honor us being here. And even though we cannot complain about quantity, I can see it's a high-quality audience, which is fantastic. Ocean of Sound is a very different concept from a concert. I don't really approach music as entertainment, but as a transformative energy that brings us together as a community and that has the power to heal physically, psychologically, our heart, our spirit. And I've spent many years researching instruments that specifically come from long traditions that are looking into that. They start by changing our brain waves. So we don't play a song and then you applaud and then we play another song. Ocean of Sound, basically we start playing, and when they tell us the set is over, that's when the sound journey is over. And what I would ask of you is that you make an extra effort to show up. I think as a culture we're used to, you know, you have your taxes and you have all kinds of things that you're worried about. See if you can come into your bodies and let go and come into full breathing and turn yourself into ears. They say, I've been reading some research that they say that the first thing we are in the womb is an ear. Our whole actual body develops from the ear. And as a musician, I experience that constantly, that I'm literally turned into an ear. And it's a very blissful place. These instruments are instruments that come from ancient cultures and that bring us back to our essence. So this is not a very culture-specific concert. I've been all around the world, as it has been said, and I've taken influences from here and there. It's a sonic journey that we want to share with you, and we hope you will enjoy and receive. Thanks for being here.
Okay, so that was Pepe Danza speaking about the piece of music that you're going to hear, which, as I mentioned, was recorded live on Friday night at the Vancouver Chinese Garden. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and what we're listening to for this hour from 4 till 5 o'clock is a recording of a live performance of Ocean of Sound. Ocean of Sound is a Vancouver-based percussion group led by Joseph Pepe Danza. They played at the Enchanted Evenings concert series on Friday night, and I went along to record this music. So the music you just heard before was from the first half of the performance, which, like I said, was very calm and atmospheric. Lots of sort of droney noises from the singing bowls they had there. The second half of the performance had a much more energetic feel and featured a whole bunch of different drums. And at the performance, Pepe explained all of the drums really well and about like the origin of Uruguayan drumming style. So I'm going to play you that clip.
I come from a country called Uruguay, or properly said Uruguay, I am basically half Italian, half Spanish, but through my Spanish ancestors, I have lots of native blood. Through my Italian ancestors, I have African blood. And in Uruguay, we're all mixed like that. And what happened in the coastal areas of South America is that we received a great influx of slaves in the 16, 1700s. And so, funny enough, these people were so strong that they not only survived culturally and physically, but they actually infused South America with their culture. So even a almost white South American person like me, my culture is African, pretty strictly African. In Uruguay, you know, our most beloved sense of identity comes from our drums, and the drums are strictly African. However, they're strictly Uruguayan. They don't exist in Africa as such. The Uruguayan drums, the Brazilian drums, Cuban drums, they're all different. And they come from the mixture of people that were in that particular area that had to communicate somehow with each other, and music was the form of communication. So everything transformed into what we call Afro-Latin culture, which is nothing to do with Africa in the sense that it's completely different and distinct rhythms, chants, and instruments. However, we did inherit the whole spirituality of the African people. The drums were originally used as a form of communication and prayer. And as opposed to the Eastern cultures, the African spirituality is based in the body. You know, there's no dichotomy between spirit and body in African spirituality. We start in our bodies and we ascend into spirit, fully engaged in our bodies. So drumming and dancing and singing are a very important part of the culture. And that's what we hope to share with you now. Also, I'm going to refer to the shamanic traditions of South America and Mexico, where we use a lot of flutes and whistles, and we call the forces of nature through imitating its sounds. So you're going to hear quite a bit of natural sounding sounds, lots of drumming. When I do my chanting, the chanting is Afro-Latin, and the chanting comes from the sacred tradition of African drumming, in which each element has an embodiment, or shall we call it an archetype. And we call that archetype into the community through very specific rhythms that go from initiated drummer to initiated drummer, and through very specific chants. And in our culture, of course, we have the chanting, the dancing, and the drumming. It all happens together. We have a hard time separating those things to the point where there, in many of the languages, there aren't three words: sing, dance, and drum. There's just one word, and we understand that the whole soup is there. So we're going to share some of that journey with you now. And if sitting becomes uncomfortable, stand up and dance.
Okay, so that was Pepe Danza speaking about the drumming that you're about to hear. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is a live recording of Ocean of Sound. Thank you.
Thank you. CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Make it back to the room you hide in. It's the same every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and for this hour between 4 and 5 o'clock, we're hearing a live performance from Ocean of Sound, which is recorded on Friday night at the Vancouver Chinese Garden. And they're a Vancouver-based percussion group led by Joseph Pepe Danza. And their performance on Friday was the third so far in the Enchanted Evenings concert series at the Chinese Garden. Just to quickly run through the ones that are coming up. This coming Friday, the 30th of July, the Vancouver Piano Ensemble is playing. On the 6th of August, there's Silk Road Music. On the 13th of August, the Masabo Culture Club. On the 20th of August, Bucky Ko and Zamir Danji. And on the 27th of August, Fandango. And the last performance, which is September 3rd, is Plow. Doors open at 7 p.m. and all the concerts begin at 7:30. They usually wrap up by about 9 or 10 o'clock. And there's food and drinks and everything available for purchase there. Tickets are $20 or $18 for garden members, or you could get a season pass for $135. At CITR, we'll be recording the Vancouver Piano Ensemble concert this Friday and broadcasting it live in this time slot next week from 4 to 5 p.m. And, sorry, broadcasting it, not live. And then we're going to be broadcasting the Silk Road Music performance live on August the 6th at 7:30. And we'll also be broadcasting the Plow performance live, which is the final one on September 3rd. But you can go to our website, citr.ca, for more details about all of that. So we've got about 20 minutes left, and I've got plenty more music to play for you. So we'll go back to that live recording of Ocean of Sound.
Make sure you head down to the 2010 Vancouver Pride Parade to watch the CITR float roll by on Sunday, August 1st. We'll have synth-pop duo Fine Mist playing live on our float, accompanied by some of CITR's finest DJs. We'll also be broadcasting live from noon until 2 p.m. as the parade travels from Robson Street down to Sunset Beach. After that, let Queer FM from 6 to 8 be your soundtrack as you make your way from the parade to your party destination. After 17 years on the air, Queer FM host Heather is handing over the mic to Mr. Gay Vancouver Aidan Saint, so don't miss her final show. Tune in on Sunday, August 1st for CITR's special Vancouver Pride Parade coverage. For more information, visit CITR.ca. You're listening to CITR 101.1 FM in Vancouver. My name's Bronwyn, and today from 4 until 5 p.m. I'm playing you some music recorded at the Enchanted Evenings concert series, which happens at the Chinese Garden, which is on Carroll Street in Chinatown. It's every Friday night from the start of July till the start of September, and the music you're hearing today is by Ocean of Sound, which is a Vancouver-based percussion group headed up by Joseph Pepe Danza. So the other musicians performing are Imran Danch, Navarro Franco, and Samir Danch, and of course Pepe Danza. If you want to find out some more information about Ocean of Sound, you can go to pepedanza.com, and you can also find Ocean of Sound on Facebook to keep up to date with their upcoming shows. And for more information about the Vancouver Chinese Garden, go to vancouverchinesegarden.com. I've got one last piece of that performance. This was the final piece that they played that I will play for you now, so stay tuned. News 101 is coming up next on CITR.
Thank you so
much. Ladies and gentlemen, Pepe Danza.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Latin Summerfest on Sunday, August 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Trout Lake Park. Come enjoy music, browse the artisan market, and enjoy delicious Latin food. The Latin Summerfest, Sunday, August 15th at Trout Lake Park in East Vancouver. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.org.
This is Free Speech Radio News for Monday, July 26, 2010. In New York, I'm Dorian Marina. Coming up on today's newscast...